Joe Hockey's bleak prediction for iron ore prices came on a day that was already delivering serious pain for Australia's miners. Shares in BHP Billiton, Rio Tinto and Fortescue tumbled today after some surprisingly bad trade figures from China, and signs of strain among the smaller producers are spooking investors. On Friday, Atlas Iron announced plans to mothball its mines in Pilbara until prices recover, and analysts expect other companies to do the same. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
The big miners and the financial analysts that watch them have mostly shied away from predicting where the iron ore price spiral will bottom out. And so has Brendan Pearson, Chief Executive of the Minerals Council.
Making projections about where the price might go is a very fraught business.
That's because the price of Australia's most heavily mined and exported mineral has sunk below even some of the most pessimistic forecasts over the past 2 years. Brendan Pearson hopes the same doesn't happen to Joe Hockey's prediction of a price as low as $35 a ton.
I completely understand the importance of the government taking a conservative approach to its budget forecast. And you know, it is going to be a tough year in the iron ore market. You know, steel production forecasts are flat at best.
And it's not just the forecasts that are causing concern. The latest set of official trade figures from China released today make for worrying reading. The country's imports dropped by more than 12% in March, the sharpest monthly fall since the global financial crisis. But iron ore imports actually edged up slightly after a particularly bad few months. Nonetheless, shares in the big iron ore miners suffered serious falls. BHP, Rio Tinto and Fortescue all closed down more than 2%. And in the face of falling demand for iron ore, Brendan Pearson says there's little the big miners can do to lead a price recovery.
Not possible for Australia to set the price of iron ore. And what Australia does doesn't shape the price. You know, we're in a market where three quarters of the market is happening elsewhere.
So if Rio Tinto and BHP trimmed or completely mothballed their production in Australia, you can't see that having an impact on the price?
Oh, I think any incremental growth that happened in demand would be sucked up by other producers elsewhere, and then we would have lost market share. Now, if we'd capped production 3 years ago, we would have given up $50 billion in export earnings, suggesting that two producers who are part of an export output that accounts for 25% of the market can shape that market, I think is flawed.
Nonetheless, ANZ's head of commodities research, Mark Pervan, thinks BHP and Rio could be forced to act if the iron ore price does sink as low as Joe Hockey says it could.
$35 a tonne would be a level where they'd feel enough's enough, so they're not too unrealistic.
So they'd start cutting supply at that point, do you think?
Yeah, and quite meaningful supply, I suspect.
And what impact would that have? I mean, obviously, once the supply side is cut off, that seems to be the source of a lot of the issue here. There's too much iron ore on the market globally. Could that trigger a rebound in the price?
It'll definitely trigger some sort of reaction. I think the market's pricing a lot of negative news, so it'll be very, very sensitive to positive news. Now, the question asked is how far would it bounce? And I don't think it would have bounced too far, and certainly not to the levels we've seen 12 months ago. So, you know, even high $70, $80 a tonne is probably unrealistic.
But Paterson Securities resources analyst Matthew Trivett has a very different view of how the major players could react to a further price fall.
If the prices get low enough for Rio or BHP to stop production, then the world would have found an alternative to iron ore to use, or iron or steel, which you'd say is fairly unlikely in the current environment.
So they're just producing it no matter what. They'll just keep going.
They would just keep going. So their cost of production, which is well below, say, $40 a tonne at the moment, probably closer to $35, Rio's maybe a little bit lower than that, is still making money in the current environment.
It's a very different story to the big players' smaller rivals, like Atlas Iron, which on Friday announced plans to suspend production at its mines in the Pilbara.
There is a real risk some of the smaller producers, such as Janalbi, will be potentially in that position. It depends on their cash position and their debt, of course, but the likes of Mount Gibson and VC Iron definitely are in a difficult spot at the moment.
That report prepared by Pat McGrath.